On the New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva Coaches Show, AM 1390 KRFO and 94.7 FM, bringing in Mark Kruger, football coach for the Panthers. Let's see, I've got it as a 42-0 victory over JWP yesterday, winning the gold brick, and I don't know, maybe a little gold ring is involved in something last night. It would seem to be an eventful night last night in New Richland, Mark.
Yeah, it was a great night to get the trophy home, and I also proposed to my girlfriend.
Wow. At the football game, what's the story behind that, if we can touch on that first?
Just something that'd be really cool. Football's always been a huge part of my life, so I wanted to tie in the rest of my life into the football game as well. And it just kind of seemed like a perfect time with the rivalry game, and all of her family was up for the game too, so it worked out well.
Well, that's fantastic. I'm sure getting ready for any game, you know, there's certain anxiety and you want the team to play well. Did that add to it for you, or were you feeling pretty cool?
I really wasn't all that worked up or nervous about it. Everyone kind of thought I would be, but it really all worked out well.
Yeah, Michaela is your fiancé now. And how did the proposal go? When did it flow into the game? 3rd and 10, we're calling for a proposal. You know, how did that work?
No, it was at the very end of the game. We always kind of meet up in the stands after the game. So most everyone was gone by the time. And some people saw it happen, and they ran in the locker room, and the entire team actually ran back out after. So they were there for it. But wait until the whole game was over and the game was finished before it happened.
I might come back to that for a question, but let's focus on the kids here a little bit. A 42-0 win, a big rivalry win to get that gold brick over JWP. You must have started strong as a team then, too?
Yeah, we had a great game, and that was what we talked about all week this week, was we needed to start strong. First 2 weeks, we've had really really great second halves, but not the first halves we wanted. So we knew we wanted to come out strong first half, and that's exactly what we did, getting a 35-0 lead by halftime.
What kind of things were you doing so well then in getting the ball down the field?
It was exactly what we want, and that's in the air and on the ground. We were a very even team. We were able to run the ball with our running back, Xander Phillips, and Clay Stensel ran well, and then Porter Peterson, quarterback, getting the ball down the air. And on defense, we actually did not give up a first down in the entire first half.
And then what is it about the defense yesterday? Who stood out, and what were the scheming for the defense to play so well against the Bulldogs?
We knew they wanted to be able to run the ball, and we got our linebackers up at a nice depth, and we were able to get our line with some good pressure. Clay Stenzel was through the line, made some great tackles. Our defensive ends, Jack Olson and Alex Doberstein, really made sure they couldn't get to the outside.
As the game went on, a lot of players get in. Good use of the bench?
Yeah, we got everyone in the second half, and that was good.
Yeah, 42-0 ends up being the final over JWP. How's the injury bug right now? Any of that to be concerned about?
Nothing long-term, just a few bumps and bruises, but I think everyone will be back by Monday, it sounds like.
Cool. What's on the schedule for next week?
We are at St. Clair Loyola.
And what's a little preview on them at this early point?
We'll know a lot more today. They play at 2 o'clock against Mary Lutheran, so that'll be a common opponent for us. That'll be a good one to get film on. They beat JWP 44-0, so it should be a pretty... should be a good game. Should be two evenly matched teams.
Okay. Mark Kruger, football coach, NRHEG, as we opened with and mentioned, proposed to Michaela Rainey yesterday. Had you guys not won, was that still going to be the plan?
I had a plan for Saturday if we would not have won, but going into every game, I think we're going to win, so I didn't think too much about it.
Okay, well, that's a good answer, and I understand the family was there as well to take it all in, which had to be pretty special.
Yes, that was great.
And then, of course, the football family, the players come out of the locker room, and what a great way to celebrate with their coach. I'm sure they enjoyed that.
Yes.
All right. Well, Mark, congratulations on so many aspects of things regarding yesterday and a win for the Panther football team, and a personal win as well. I wish you and the families congratulations on that, and I appreciate your time, Mark.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Mark Kruger, NRHEG Football, on the Coach's Show, AM 1390 KRFO.